Community Day, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. Your WTOL 11 weather looks like partly sunny, around 79, maybe a little rain later. At late afternoon, evening, we'll be over at Boutique 415 a little bit later this morning. We're at DNC Hydraulics, supporting American industry since 1991. And DNC Hydraulics just keeps adding on here. Last year, new offices, and they go, oh, we should have made those offices bigger. But we didn't have the land next to it. Now we do. So oh, my. Jay Clark is here with his Corey Rossin superintendent. And how many years now at Corey?
I'm finishing up my second year.
Oh, very good. Small school, big opportunities.
Right.
And hearing a lot of good things about Corey. And I guess one thing that comes to mind that's kind of recent is your association now with Findlay YMCA.
Yes. Yeah, so we're really excited. We're partnering with the YMCA to offer them some space on our school campus for a child care that is planned to open in the fall. So that'll serve infants through school-age kids for before and after school care. That's
wow.
Really exciting.
That's huge because, you know, Corey is in the middle of Findlay, Bluffton, Lima, and there's nothing. I mean, you got to drive a little
right,
bit.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but having it at the school, that's awesome.
Yep, wow. We're very excited.
Very good. So we've got graduation coming up here a couple weeks. Right?
We do, yeah. We celebrated the class of 2023 here a few weeks ago at our senior awards recognition, and what was exciting is to hear that each of those kids has a plan walking out the door, which is important to us. That was a kind of a goal of ours, that everybody has a plan. So we've worked really hard with some career development, career exploration, getting those kids out to see what their options are, whether it's furthering their education or walking right into the workforce. We have some apprenticeships at Grobe. We have, I know we have a student coming here to DNC, so that's exciting to see.
Mm-hmm. And Corey has some classes, and they've always had, it was called Home Ec.
Yeah, right.
Now, they've always had that, and other schools don't.
Yeah. And we've maintained those programs. I think they're really important. Our family and consumer science, formerly known as Home Ec, business and marketing, our ag program's really strong. So it's all great to see.
Yeah, it is. Having grown up in this area, and good to see all of that continue that was there when I was a kid.
So. Yeah, right. Yep.
You brought a list, so
I always have a list.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, and then, I think one of the exciting things this summer, looking ahead to how we serve our kids this summer, we've, for the past few years, we've had a food program, a meal program that we've served out of Rawson at the Good Hope Church.
Yes.
That was, we were not eligible for the state funding for that this year.
No,
but we had community members and some area churches step up, and that will continue this summer.
Oh, good.
And we also partnered with the West Ohio Food Bank on that, which is really exciting. So that'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon.
Okay.
Free meals for kids there. And then our elementary library will also operate a program on Wednesdays during the summer for our students to keep them reading over the summer.
Yeah. Talking with Jay Clark, Corey Rossin superintendent, and we're talking with Cody and the great relationship, Cody Conaway here, with you guys and Millstream. I know a lot of students go back and forth between Corey and Millstream.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, those programs are great for our kids, just to give them some real-world relevant experience and see, dabble in something they may want to do outside of high school.
Yeah.
Give them some credentials, potentially.
Right.
I think those, you kind of pair those with some of the, we're also offering expanded college courses on our campus at Corey Rossin through Rhodes State. So we're tripling the number of those courses for next year, which is great to keep our kids on our campus, give them the support they need. But then also that kind of frees up their schedule to be able to do Millstream or take band or choir, all those other things.
Mm-hmm. Something that just popped in my head, I don't know why, but I forgot to talk to Caleb about, is Chris Luthold is coming back as a volleyball coach. Wow.
Yeah, Chris is, a legend at Corey Rossin. Anyone that's been around Corey Rossin in the last 40 years knows the name. And so, we're really excited to have Chris back. He's a great guy. I know our kids are excited to have him back, and he's been, going 110 miles an hour yeah. with it, which is great.
I had him for algebra, and he had me up in front of the board. I don't think it was a chalkboard then. Maybe it was. I don't remember. But anyway, I was supposed to do this problem, and I just wasn't getting it and all that. And I brought it up. I had him on a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he like knew it was sunny out, what I was wearing.
Yes.
I don't know how he does
that. He has quite a memory. And he can. What's amazing to me is the stats. Like he can bring up stats from volleyball in 1978 and knows who played whom, and it's phenomenal.
It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, Jay. Anything else on your list?
No, I mean, we got well, you're helping us with our amazing shake next week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, we really mm-hmm. looked at how we connect our kids to real-world skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Leader and Me in our elementary school, the great shake, amazing shake, I mean, at mm-hmm. our middle school levels. All good stuff to get kids, mm-hmm. To give them skills that they're going to use the rest of their lives.
Yeah. So, they get up in front of people and questions they've never heard before.
Exactly.
Nerve-wracking.
Yes, nerve-wracking. Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure, but they'll remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good experience, good or bad.
Absolutely.
It's just,
yes.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll learn from it one way or another, right?
That's how you learn, from the bad
yes.
and the good. So,
yeah.
Right? All right. Jay Clark, Corey Rawson, superintendent. I think we covered it.
So, yes. All thank good. You so much. I appreciate it, Rex.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next week.
All right. Yes.
At the Great Shake. Coming up, your WTOL 11 weather. Also, we have Cody Nonamaker. It's the CRYSA. I think that's their abbreviated. Corey Rawson Youth Sports Association. We'll talk to him coming
up. Big Dave with some news for you from Flag City Furniture and Bedding. I've been telling